The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear.
Hello, friends. It is Wednesday, October 5th. This is the National Intel Report, and this is not the melodious voice of John Stadtmiller. This is Deanna Spingola, and for those who listened to my program earlier today, this is your double dose of Deanna. Welcome to all of our listeners, including those who are listening on KHFX, 1140 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and southward. I am located in the suburbs of Chicago. RBN is located at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. To listen to previous RBN programs, go to republicbroadcasting.org. Subscribe to the archives for only $1.33 per month. Don't forget to check out RBN's new Facebook page, listed as Republic Broadcasting Network. Share it with your friends, family, and others. When you visit the RBN page, be sure to press the like button at the top, leave comments and questions. We will take calls after the second hour. Our guest today is William Fink. He's got a couple of websites, one of which is saxonmessenger.christogenia.org. And mk.christogenia.org. Welcome to the program, Bill.
Hello, Deanna, and praise Christ, and thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. It was just very fortunate that you were able to take time out of your schedule, because we didn't actually talk about this until actually this afternoon. So I thank you for doing this.
Oh, that's no problem.
And you were on my program, I believe, back in August, and I enjoyed your company then and thought, well, this will be another opportunity, an unexpected opportunity to talk again.
Well, yes, hopefully it'll be fruitful. That's fruitful and productive,
yes.
I pray.
Yes. You know, well, I was just, go ahead.
You had told me, this is rather last minute. You had told me you wanted to discuss the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, I believe.
Yes. I had just finished reading something that one of our listeners, Mike, sent, and it's called The Jew Exposes the Jewish World Conspiracy. And this gentleman wrote this. His name is Henry H. Klein. He wrote this in 1946, and he starts it out, he says, now that the worst world war is over, it is well to know who caused it and why. For that reason, I have written this article. Now, this article is basically advertised on Amazon.com as a 24-page booklet, selling for $206. And so, I'm very grateful to Mike that he sent me not just one copy, but three copies. And I went through this and made a lot of underlined a lot of things and put a lot of post-it notes on it. And it helped me in a very simple way to understand how the Sanhedrin, which I had thought was had been kind of eliminated, a long, long time ago. But in his article, he says, nope, Sanhedrin is still very much alive and well, and it is really... the people that the protocols of the elders of Zion refer to, and these are those elders. Alrighty, we do have to cut to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors with our guest today, William Fink. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Your host today is actually Deanna Spingola, and our guest is William Fink. And Bill, before we start that, AP put out an announcement today. It says hundreds of Nazi probes reopened, and this was put out by the Associated Press. It says, in a final quest to bring Holocaust participants to justice, German authorities have reopened hundreds of dormant investigations of Nazi death camp guards, men who are now so old that time has become the enemy for prosecutors hurrying to prepare cases. The efforts would result in new prosecutions nearly 7 decades after World War II. So, did you read this?
Well, no, I haven't read it, but it doesn't surprise me because the Jews have to constantly reinvigorate the Holocaust propaganda. They have to keep the perception of the legitimacy of the Holocaust in the minds of the people, and they believe that doing that they can control the masses, and that is one of the goals expressed in the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, that they would do that very thing, and they need to keep that Holocaust legitimacy out there. They need new information, new cases, and they're all lies. That they're, every one of them is a lie, and they need that all the time in the mass media. Another one of the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion states that they would constantly publish lies in their newspapers, And how do you prove if I were a German concentration camp guard 50 years ago, how could I possibly prove that I did not do something?
Well, it'd be very difficult, especially since you have no access probably to the records, and it's just a trumped up charge. So exactly, how would you possibly be able to prove where you were at the time, what you were doing, and that's what they have on their side.
Well, it's a first in world history that anything like this has gone on, and it's the Jews have taken advantage of the lies and deceptions concerning their own identity, which they promote to Christian people, and they take advantage of Christian empathy and Christian sympathy for the downtrodden. And they play us like a harp. They play Christians like a harp, and Christians go for it every time.
That's true.
The serpent whispering in Eve's ear every day, over and over again. And Eve keeps taking the apple, if I have to phrase it that way.
Bill, do you think that also it might be an indication that there are so many people out there now that are saying, hey, the Holocaust didn't happen, there were no gas chambers, here's the proof, here are the pictures, and this is what it's all about. And you also have the Ernst Sundel case, which produced a mountain of evidence to refute this hoax. Do you think that it is also about that others sort of running scared and trying to reinvent this whole story to sell to the public? What do you think?
Well, right. They have to keep the mind of the general public pointed towards the belief that there was a Holocaust, and they fully invest in that. Well, first, because the Holocaust is big business. They've made billions and billions of dollars off of the Holocaust. They've controlled world political discourse for the last 60 years, 70 years. Through the belief that Nazi Germany was evil, and then through the concoction of the Holocaust myth. So it's a huge multi-billion-dollar a year business for the Jews. It gives them the right to do practically whatever they want to establish their own Jewish supremacist state in Palestine.
Right, and of course, in addition to reparations and all of these things, I mean, Germany has paid out billions in reparations and have also paid out reparations I believe they just finished paying for World War I just recently. But in addition to all those reparations, there is also trillions of dollars worth of minerals in the Dead Sea, which they knew about quite early, but at least by 1947. And at that point in time, it was, I believe the figure was $5 trillion. And so it's not only the reparations and the lawsuits and all of the rest, but it is the natural resources that are there.
And their political control over all of the Christian nations, which they've had ever since World War II. That they've had it fully ever since World War II. That they had it to varying degrees before the Second World War. But now it's practically complete. These things that we see, these happenstances that we see in the last 70 years of our history were all outlined in the Protocols of the World Elders of Zion, which were allegedly found by a Russian army officer, I believe, and eventually made their way to the West through Germany. Now, these protocols, Henry Ford wrote a book, a series of books, it was actually about five volumes, called The International Jew in the 1920s, and he quoted very liberal from the protocols. There have been, I forget exactly when, it may have been in the 40s or the 50s, there were congressional hearings on the Protocols of Zion, or Zion, as the Jews like to pronounce it. And the congressional hearings concluded that they were a forgery. And if they're a forgery, that means that they're a copy of something real, right? If they are not real, if these are not the plans of the rabbinical councils for Jewish behavior and Jewish treachery and the Jewish takeover of Christendom, then whoever wrote them sure as hell is a prophet because they've all come true.
Right. And actually, they were supposedly written either by Theodor Herzl, who is known as the father of, as you say, Zionism, or by Asher Ginsberg. And they were published in 1897 in Russia, and again in 1905. And then a printed copy of the protocols was housed in the British Museum on August the 10th, 1906. And according to this this author, Henry H. Klein, he said, so what is the knowledge of the contents of the protocol, and why is it important now? And he basically said the same thing that you do, is because basically it's pretty much all come true. And the only thing that was left was to complete the conquest. To complete the conquest is for the Sanhedrin to openly declare its power over all the governments. So the Sanhedrin, as I understand it, are the learned elders of Zion. Is that your understanding? Are you there?
Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. I had my mic muted accidentally. It's funny that
I do that once in a while too.
Yeah. Well, I like to sip my tea. Right. I'm half English. It's funny that the Jews maintain a Greek word to describe their Sanhedrin is actually a Greek word. I just thought I'd throw that out there. That they're not very good Hebraists, even. They can't conceal that. Well, yes, that they've had these. It's evident in the pages of writers on a conspiracy such as Nestor Webster, some of the earliest writers on a conspiracy, that the Jews were able to spread their goals and plans very quickly and disseminate them very quickly to the Masonic lodges and through the other secret societies of old Europe. When I say old Europe, I mean 19th century Europe. And the only way that I could see that they ever could have done this was through their synagogues.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did have some secret societies. I believe one was created in 1860 in Paris. It was the Alliance Israelite. Are you familiar with that?
Well, I'm familiar with the Grand Orient Lodge and some of the other Masonic lodges, and it seems to me that the Jews didn't have control over all of the Masonic lodges of Europe, but they did, through the Grand Orient Lodge, have quite a bit of control over many of the Masonic lodges in Europe. And, mm-hmm. and that was the lodge from which the French Revolution was launched. And it's the French Revolution that the slogan of liberty, equality, and fraternity, that our belief in the pronunciation of that by the international Jews has been our downfall. That because Jeffersonian liberalism and Jewish liberalism are two totally different things. And the Jew has really perverted liberalism and sold it to Christians is something that it was never intended to be.
True. And it seems to have come out of France, and even the Germans were very alarmed over French Freemasonry and outlawed it. And in fact, Hitler, when he came to power, or at least by 1938, I believe, outlawed Freemasonry in Germany. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct. And if some of the best information on the treachery of the Jews, it is not really even only in Mein Kampf, but in the speeches of Joseph Goebbels. And anybody that wants to really know about the causes of World War II should go to the German propaganda archive at calvin.edu, Calvin University, or to NSEuropa.org to do with Europa and research.
Bill, we got to cut to a break. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what they said.
All right, welcome back. Was about. Our guest today is William Fink, and you mentioned a website, Calvin, what? Could you repeat that?
Calvin.edu, but if anybody just does a Google search for the German propaganda archive, they should come across it immediately. And another speech with a lot of Joseph Goebbels speeches on it is, another website is NSEuropa.org, and I use those two for a lot of my own research. That they're very trustworthy sites, that they have very sound editions of Joseph Goebbels and Adolf Hitler's speeches in multiple languages, especially English, right? And they're very excellent resources for understanding, for reading the speeches of the time. We understand what was really going on at the time, and Joseph Goebbels made it very clear and proved beyond all doubt that it was international Jewry that encouraged the Second World War and the destruction of Christian Germany.
Right. You mentioned Calvin. Wasn't Johann Calvin Jewish?
Oh, Calvin, well, this is Calvin University, right?
Right.
It's a college, right. But Calvin, there is rumors that Calvin the Reformer was Jewish. That there are rumors to
yes.
that. I have not seen actual irrefutable documentation to that fact, and I don't like to accuse based on rumors, but there are rumors, yes.
It's
his theological doctrine was for the most part good for his time, and his biggest mistake was the acceptance of usury, which has led many to believe that he may indeed have been Jewish, right? Because he accepted usury, and usury was seen as an evil, of course, by Christ and the God of the Bible. Usury is a total no-no, and Calvin accepted it, but also Cotton Mather accepted it. Cotton Mather, famous Puritan, reformed theologian in Massachusetts in the 1700s, he also accepted it, and it's outlawed by the God of the Bible, right? We should never charge our kinsmen usury or our fellow countrymen usury, period.
Right, and Cotton Mather also was into enslaving the indigenous population to build up the country.
Well, I have a lot of thoughts on that, because the indigenous population, when the English first started moving over here, was slaughtering man, woman, and child. And they actually shot the first arrows. They did in Massachusetts and Connecticut and in Jamestown. And that's fully provable by reading the original documents of the colonists.
Okay.
It's what we read today in our books and everything that we read today in our history books that are published by these big Jewish-run publishing companies, it is propaganda against the white race. And it's very clear. History is very clear. The original documents are very clear. The original writings of the Puritans in Massachusetts and Connecticut and the original writings of the early English colonists of Virginia and what happened at Jamestown, the Indians were afraid that too many Englishmen were settling in America, and they went and raided their little settlements and killed man, woman, and child. And we did not reciprocate with any degree of cruelty that they initiated. Well, we pushed them west where they wanted to wipe us out.
It depends on what you read. Certainly.
Well, yes, it does. But I seek to learn from original sources first, and I'm not an expert on the colonial period, but that's not my central area of study either.
Sure. The other thing that Henry H. Klein said was that Jesus advocated the law of God and Moses, the law of nature, the law of limitation, limiting excessive private fortunes by law, and that the Jewish Sanhedrin, which was composed of some of the worst money gangsters and political crooks of Palestine, condemned him for that, charged him with sedition against the Roman government, and had him convicted and executed by the Roman governor. So basically, he saw not just usury as an issue, but the excessive private fortunes that people were getting as a result of their money practices.
Well, it was not a part of Christian culture for thousands of years to loan money at interest. In fact, it wasn't a part of Christian culture basically to even use what we call money, right? At one time in England and Germany and France, men paid their taxes in kind, which means that if you were to pay 25% of you being a tenant farmer on a manor, if you had to pay 25% of your increase to the lord of the manor, and you had 8 new calves that year, you brought him 2 calves. You didn't pay with money. You didn't have cash. You didn't have a bank account. You brought him 2 calves, 18 chickens, and 20 bushels of wheat.
Right.
That was your taxes.
All righty. We have to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And we are back. And our guest today is William Fink, and I am Deanna Spingola. I am sitting in for John Stadtmiller. All right, you were talking about...
let's talk about the establishment of Catholicism in Europe. You know, it didn't start out bad. It really didn't. It started out wrong... but it didn't start out bad, and there's a difference. And when Constantine had made Christianity an officially recognized religion in the Roman Empire, it had come after 300 years of the Jews coaxing the Romans to persecute Christians and instigating the Romans to persecute Christians. And it can be told from all of the early Christian writers that the Jews instigated all of the persecutions of Christians by the Romans, that they always pit members of our race against one another, and they're experts at it because their real specialty is crocodile tears, right? That they're great at shedding crocodile tears and piquing our empathy, and it's amazing how effectively they do that, and we see that today with the Holocaust. Well, when Christianity became accepted by Rome, and Rome started to adopt Christianity, it, of course, didn't become the official religion of the empire until, I think, the time of Theodosius II. But under the Theodosian emperors and under Justinian, many decrees were passed which made life unbearable for Jews. And those decrees were such as that Jews couldn't hold Christian slaves, that Jews could not loan money to Christians at interest. Christians were forbidden from loaning money at usury, and these things excoriated the Jew from Byzantine society. And when Christianity spread to the Goths in Spain and northwards to Germany, the Jew felt oppressed and was driven out of the empire because he couldn't do business. He couldn't be a Jew. And that's the truth. And that drove many of the Jews into Khazaria. So we see the later conversion of the Khazars. It drove many Jews into Arabia, where Islam was then developed and used as a wedge against Christianity, as a force against Christianity. And Islam has Jewish roots, and that can be established. It was discussed by Gibbon in his History, The Rise and Fall of Rome. It was discussed by Alzog in his Universal History of the Church. In the 19th century, men without political axes to grind. And Gibbon's even earlier than that, right? He's 17th century, I think, or maybe 18th. For 1,000 years, the Jew was locked out of European society and could not enslave the Christian. And with the French Revolution, all of that changed with Jewish emancipation.
Right.
And Satan's been out of the pit ever since. And that's the fulfillment in Revelation chapter 20. Satan's left out of the pit with the French Revolution. And the Jew has used, because Christians for so long did not, really most of them never used money. And they weren't aware of financial transactions and the dangers of usury and all of the other ills. There were noble families that were borrowing money from the Jews for a couple of hundred years, right? I mean, throughout, from the time, days of Charlemagne. But it was restricted to certain nobility, and the common Christian had no concept of these things. And it's still new to most of us because we don't think the way the Jewish mind thinks. We just don't operate the same way. And it gets us in trouble. And right now it has us as a nation and as a race in huge trouble.
And, you know, it's very interesting that Frankfurt, where the Rothschilds were, was the first city-state to emancipate the Jews. And, Rothschild actually paid some money to do this, and then they were allowed also to go into the Freemason lodges freely, where before they were just restricted to their own. And so with that, then you had them spreading their influence all over Europe, and feeling free to participate in occupations that they had been restricted to. And not only that, they were also moving out from their ghettos. And oftentimes we think, we've been told that that the ghetto was something that others did to them, when in fact it was the rabbis who wanted their people in the ghetto so that they could control them. Because they had so many laws, the Talmud has so many laws, thousands of laws, in order to tell them everything, every aspect of their life, how to fix their hair, what to wear, how to do anything. And so this was a very restrictive kind of environment, and the rabbis had a great deal of power over them.
Well, it's not a mistake. First, let me just throw one comment in. It's not a mistake that with the prevalence of Jews in our own government, we have become very over-regulated governments, burdened with bureaucracy, right? It's Talmudism.
Absolutely.
All over again. It's Phariseeism. Absolutely. All over again.
Yes. I never put those two things together, although I recognize that many of the laws that have been passed have, for instance, the immigration laws have always been passed by Jewish people. And they are to blame, basically, for some of our problems now with immigration or the lack thereof. But they always pushed ever since, the 1880s. But I never thought about the overregulation in the government being a Jewish problem. But in fact, I mean, it's, now that you've mentioned it, it's pretty obvious.
Well, they were here from the beginning, right? Jews were here from the time that the Dutch were here, even before the English colonized. Right. But they had no real out front political power until after the 1880s, when they could be equal citizens here and be present in large enough numbers, because millions of Jews came over from Eastern and Southern Europe. They called themselves WAPs, without papers. They called themselves Hungarians. That they called themselves a lot of things, but most of them were Jews. I mean, or at least a great number of them were Jews. And they didn't all go to New York. A lot of them went. There's one town in Texas, the name escapes me right now, was a huge landing place for Galveston. Yes, thank you. Was a huge landing place for Jews.
It's a wonderful port and an obvious way for them to come into the country rather than come in through New York. A lot of them went to Philadelphia. A lot of them came into Chicago, anywhere where there was a big urban population. And that's, you know, that's where they went to, where they came to.
Well, absolutely. But now they've spread themselves out into just about every county in the country, and you'll find them in just about every town government in the nation, no matter where it is.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm in upstate New York, and the smallest towns up here have Jews on the school boards and Jews in positions of government. After the 1930s, and after the Jewish takeover of our economy, it's that they have hegemony practically everywhere.
Sure. All right, we do have a caller. Let's talk to Barrett in Idaho. Program.
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm kind of concerned. There's a lot of police brutality issues, but I was going to talk about that. But I'm kind of a new listener. I've been listening to this. I didn't even know RBN existed until about a month ago. But I'm hearing certain programs saying things about Jews. I mean, if they're not trillionaires and they're not part of the Rockefeller family or the Rothschilds or the Bilderberg Group or the Thule Society or the CFR or the Trilateral Commission or the Skull and Bones, then what harm are they? Do you know any Jews out there that are billionaires, trillionaires? I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, are we hammering on another race of people again, like Hitler did? That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Well, let me quote 2 John, verse 9-11 from the Christian Bible. Each who going forth and not abiding in the teaching of Christ has not God. He abiding in the teaching, he also has the Father and the Son. If one comes to you and does not bear this teaching, do not receive him into the house and do not speak to welcome him, for he speaking to welcome him takes a share in his evil works. The Jews, historically, they were thrown out of they've been thrown out of every principality in Europe at least once. It's not because people dislike Jews. It's because of Jewish perfidy and Jewish treachery. That's why they get thrown out of everywhere they go. They are the supremacists. They are the racists. Jewish supremacy has Christians worshiping Jews right now instead of God, in spite of what the Bible says. And the Scofield Bible was actually the produce of Jews, as was the Bullinger Bible. And all of the notes in those Bibles that have been promoted by Jewish publishing companies and Jewish academia in Christendom for 100 years, today has Christians worshiping Jews instead of God. Jews are collectively the Antichrist. They have sought to destroy Christian civilization for 2,000 years and beyond. And they use the other races as wedges against Christians very effectively. And when they don't have the other races to use, they use their own. Their presence and equality in our society has totally corrupted our political spectrum. They have moved the center 90 degrees to the left. in the last 50 years. The average conservative right now would have been considered a moderate to leftist 50 years ago.
Okay, Barrett, your comment. Barrett's gone? Okay. I would also offer that when we look at Hollywood and we see the monopolization of the entertainment industry in Hollywood, and you have to wonder, with all the garbage that is coming out of Hollywood, what in heaven's name are they attempting to do to our culture? Because remember that our young people really look to movies and to music to pattern their own lives. And so what is that all about when we see the immodesty and the garbage coming out of Hollywood? And also, what about the monopolization of the press? When you look at who owns the press, that it is in the hands of simply five corporations. You know, who's controlling the press? Who's controlling the publishing houses? And we can go back to the protocols for that. And Barrett, if you're still listening, and I hope you are, the protocols of the Elders of Zion or Zion are at the bottom of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. Just go to the bottom, and they are under essential reading. And let's see, required reading. And it says, right at the bottom, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And if you read those and then apply them to what is happening or what has happened, and if you also read some historical books that talk about who started World War I, why it was started, then perhaps you would understand that we're not just picking on a particular ethnic group of people. And if you also understand that the Holocaust was a psyops that did not actually happen, that the things that we've been taught about Germany are not factual, just as the things that we've been taught about 9/11 are not factual. And, you know, the official version of many things is just a bunch of garbage. They're not true. And if you have ever questioned 9/11, then certainly you have to question every other major event in history and say, well, did this really happen? Or did they just make this up? What is the truth here? And it requires that we kind of abandon the things that we've been taught in school. We abandon the things that we've been taught on the controlled corporate media and do our own research, our own investigation, and just deliberate. Okay, what is true? What are my conclusions? Don't accept the things that other people tell you, but go ahead and use those as clues to do your own investigation. And then maybe you will come away with a different perception. What do you think?
I would like to quote one protocol. I would like to explain the 10th protocol, just a couple of aspects of it, and make a quote that I have from worldviewradio.com. It's an old quote, but I use it in an article on Christogenia. Christogenia.org is my main site, right? The other sites that you mentioned are just side projects. But the 10th protocol explains that the Jewish goal is to bankrupt governments under an incredible debt load and to destroy them so that they can replace them. That's what they want to do. We see that. We see fear of that throughout the world today with the North American Union. We've seen the EU as a replacement of European governments. There's a move on this in this country to discredit the Constitution now so that the right wing is amenable to a constitutional convention. And if that happens, we will lose our rights. You won't have a Bill of Rights. You won't have a right to keep and bear arms. So that's a very dangerous movement. It's inspired by Jews. It's Jews and their Shabbos Goyim trying to discredit the Constitution so that we could be more susceptible to the giving up of our rights. And this has been going on for a long time. The 10th Protocol explains that the Jews want to destroy our government so that they could replace it. And here's a quote from worldviewradio.com. It says, a pair of radical Columbia University professors by the name of Richard Andrew Cloward and Francis Fox Piven wrote an article in the radical magazine known as The Nation. The article was published on May 2nd, 1966, and laid out what is now known as the Cloward-Piven strategy. The plan calls for the destruction of capitalism in America by, and I don't think capitalism is a good system either, but free enterprise is. It calls for the destruction of capitalism in America by swelling the welfare roll
Bill,
to the point of collapsing our economy.
Bill, hold on to that thought. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we'll pick it up on the other side of the break.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
And this fellow, Klein, wrote, he said, the Jews as a whole know nothing about this program, nor do they know anything about the Sanhedrin. The protocols say we keep in the shade. All that the Jewish people know is that they have been herded together like sheep and that they are subject to every form of shakedown that can be devised, and they have been shaken down plenty in recent years. So, anyway, go ahead, Bill, with what you were saying before we went to the break.
Here we have the Cloward-Piven strategy, which admits that their plan is to purposely create a great welfare state to bankrupt the nation and collapse the economy. And this is being produced at the same time that Lyndon Johnson's Great Society is being planned and the formation of that welfare state. That's not a mistake. It's not a mistake that 90% of the voting Jews in the country always vote on the same side. The Jews may not know, and they don't. They're most Jews, and I've known plenty of them, are no better than most Catholics. But, and meaning they really don't know what's going on with their religion. They don't even know a lot of the foundation of their religion, and its illegitimacy, I should say, or whether or not it's truly legitimate, because they don't study it. But Jews vote with their rabbis. They do it all the time. They do it consistently. And they act in a manner which is consistently adverse to sound Christian society. Jews are 3% of the country. They're over 10% of the Congress. They're probably 50% at least of the Supreme Court. Jews are 3% of the country. They control 95% of the media. Jews are 3% of the country. They control all of Hollywood. I think I could probably say they control 100% of Hollywood. They control, or they're responsible for, at least 90% of the pornography industry. They're responsible for all of these social revolutions that we've had, which are entirely antithetical, not only to Christian society, but to any sound moral society. Jews are behind the gay rights movement. Jews are behind the civil rights movement to integrate and destroy the fabric of our country with alien races. Jews are behind all of these immigration and immigration reform, which really equals, an immigration amnesty, that they're behind all of that. It's always them behind it. I have videos on my website from Jews claiming that their goal, Annette Kahane and Barbara Spector, claiming, openly admitting that their goal is to integrate and destroy white society, so that it is no longer white. Yet there's 2 billion yellow people living in China, and nobody's trying to send any Negroes there or Mexicans. Okay. Even though all the jobs are there, that's where we should send the Mexicans.
All righty. They are also behind, if you look at the women's movement, they are behind the women's movement in conjunction with the CIA. And it was Gloria Steinem and Betty Friedan who promoted women's liberation, which you can also call emancipation, emancipating them from childbirth. And since that point in time, since 1973, we have 55 million people that didn't make it. All righty, we do have to take our 1 minute top of the hour break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsor.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.